and they're formed by a series of lava flows that bubble up out of the middle of the volcano and spread out on that surface in different directions, and they just slowly build up the sides of that volcano into that gentle, large shape that we see. Composite volcanoes, those are a little more exciting. These are a mixture of lava flows that kind of quietly come out, blanket the sides of the volcanoes, and big pyroclastic eruptions. So these can be very exciting because they have different kinds of eruptive styles, and it's not always easy to tell how this type of volcano might erupt the next time it decides to erupt. And then there are dome complexes, which form when you have a very silica-rich magma, and so they form very steep-sided, kind of oddly shaped dome features. And these are related to the idea that silica-rich magmas are very sticky. And we'll talk about stickiness in just a moment. Now, when we think about all our different shapes of volcanoes, the shape of the volcano, the size of it, how exciting it is to live next to, are going to be determined by the type of eruption that's going to come out of that volcano. So how are we going to figure out why, for example, Hawaiian-style lavas just flow across the landscape? You can go walk next to them, you can poke them with a stick, you can set your stick on fire. They're really not a big deal to be around. Versus sitting on the side of Mount St. Helens when it blew. Okay, that was a very exciting thing. Why are these two volcanoes so different? There are two properties of a magma that are going to control how a volcano is going to erupt. One is the amount of gas that's caught up in the magma, and the other is viscosity, or the stickiness of the magma. And we'll see that these are related to the amount of silica in our magma. So for example, a composition of magma that is very, very rich in silica. This is going to form lava domes, which are very steep-sided, and pyroclastics. These tend to have much more gas content. They have a much higher viscosity. They have a lower temperature, which is a little counterintuitive, although 750 degrees centigrade is not a good time. Neither is 1100 degrees centigrade. So eruption temperature to a human being is really all the same, very hot. So in a silica-rich magma, you have a high silica content, high viscosity, which means your magma is sticky. The molecules are sticking together, they're bound together, so they're going to trap gas more than a less viscous magma will. And so that's going to create extremely explosive eruptions. On the other hand, if you have a low silica content, it's going to have less viscosity, it can't hold on to that gas very well, and so these are going to be your less explosive magmas. So Mount St. Helens versus Hawaii. Now, when we have high viscosity and we have high gas content,